4 o'clock of evening, he'd get up and stretch and go eat. Mm-hmm. And about 9, he'd back on his bed frame.
Is that right?
Sheep. Mm-hmm. He'd eat from 4 o'clock till about 9. And they come down to bed there, right down the same place all the time.
Hmm. That's 4 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock?
4 of the evening. And they won't get up till cooling off, getting cool, then they get up and go eat.
Pretty smart. Mm-hmm. How about calls to chickens?
Chick, chick, chick.
That stirs them up, huh?
They know it. Chicken, you learn anything you say, they'll know.
Mm-hmm. I had a boy tell me that he used to call his hives by beating on a bucket.
Yeah, you can do that.
Take a spoon and beat on a bucket. Boy, all he had to do was thump about twice. And the pigs had just come flying.
Let me tell you a story about a man. Lived across the river from me. He had two dogs that run with his sheep. He never called them dogs. When he'd take his seed to feed them dogs, he'd pick him up a club and go to warping over a stump or a tree.
Mm-hmm.
He's warping that tree. And they'd come for their feed. But if you went up there and you didn't warp the tree, they wouldn't come.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't get none of his sheep either. And when them men sold them sheep, he sold them to a fella, I think, in Kansas City. And them sheep were loaded at Golden down there, and them dogs were loaded with them. They drove just like the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Dog went right in with the sheep. He never did quit them. When he sold his sheep, he sold the dog.
Hmm.
They didn't know anything. They didn't know if y'all come here and get away and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he trained them with his sheep that way to keep people from meddling with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go up in a bunch of sheep and there's a bunch of dogs are fooling around, they'd say, that man around here or something.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody bought his sheep.
Yeah, pretty smart move.
And he trained them from little bit of puppets. On this morning, you know, just taking up some of the sheep or the lay, you know. And that's the way he fed them.
Hmm, right on the sheep, huh?
Yeah, and then he'd feed them around the stump. He'd just take a stick and go beating on the stump.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they just come and tear.
Hmm.
Get their groceries, and then nobody else would think about doing that.
You see? Well, when you drove a wagon, what did you call the things that came from the horses? Bits back to your hands.
And lines.
Huh? And what is it on a saddle horse?
Reins.
Check
lines. Check lines was for horses and wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And reins from the bridle up to your saddle.
Mm-hmm.
Bridle rein.
And on the horse, you put your foot in the
stirrup.
Uh-huh. And the band that goes underneath the horse?
That was the girth.
Uh-huh.
Saddle girth.
Do you use one of those or two of those?
Oh, I use one. Too much trouble buckling. It's good in the mountain country to have the other one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Going down the hill, it pulls you back.
Mm-hmm.
I generally just use one.
Some people have told me that they use two because they get over a big stair.
The saddle will wear out. Don't you see? If you rope around the horn saddle, and a big stair will pull that saddle up over you.
Mm-hmm.
Get you in trouble. Rope. The old stair will take that saddle straight up.
Mm-hmm. When you went into town, did you have a bag that you carried in the wagon that you could put some oats or feed in and put on the horse's nose?
I never did use that, but I've seen them. Lots of people had them feed bags, you know,
mm-hmm.
thing about this long, you know, tip
mm-hmm.
over their head and they put about a gallon of oats down the bottom. And the horse would sit down on the ground or in the back end of the wagon and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
I see now what they call them, feed bags, I believe.
You ever hear that called a morale?
Huh?
Was that ever called a morale, that you can remember?
Miss Daddy Bear was called this week.
Yeah, I don't know what that was called.
We never used them like that.
Uh-huh.
I never did. I've seen lots of people use them, but I've been... People that used to travel a lot, you know. They had the seed bag, and they had to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
They put their seed in that thing.
I guess a lot of people fed right from the wagon box, didn't they?
Yeah, they used to have wagon box.